Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations all across America on the Genesis Communications Network. GCNlive.com is their website to listen on their stream. And, of course, we also broadcast to select Salem media stations in some of the biggest radio markets in the country. And let's not forget about the fact that we're broadcasting all around the world on the Internet, too, via the streams on the various radio stations and streaming sources that we have. And you can also hear me by going to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com, and scroll down towards the bottom, and there will be a link right there. It says Listen Live, and you'll be able to hear this show right now, live and in living color. Now, when we get done with the show, the same show will play for the next 24 hours until the next new one comes on. And, of course, our podcasts are over there, too. Now, you can also hear us on the Westwood One satellite, so no reason to not hear us somewhere in your travels. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, thanks so very much for doing what you're doing, the FedEx, the UPS drivers, the bulk mail center haulers hauling the mail coast-to-coast, border-to-border, all over the place, and our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and other petroleum products so we can get on down the road when we want to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. That's the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show on Facebook. And we're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, we're on X as at Captain's America, and of course our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Well, we're going to go out to California and find out what's going on out there with our friend, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. So good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Right. Good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there. It's 80 degrees with clear skies here in Tampa. And how'd you like to be a fly on the wall somewhere up there around Bangor, Maine right about now?
I think you're right. Well, we're holding 64 degrees right here tonight.
Okay, and we'll get into what's going on up there in Maine and Nova Scotia, because obviously that's that Hurricane Lee that missed us, thank God, and it's going up to visit the folks in Maine. But, Kyle, are you ready to say the pledge?
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And of course, we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, tonight we start the show with what we knew was coming last night because we talked about it, and that is that about 13,000 workers from the United Auto Workers went out on strike at three auto plants for more wages and benefits from the Detroit automakers, and they stopped making vehicles at midnight and walked out the door.
Well, that's right. So the walkouts for what they're calling the Detroit Three, this involves General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler, which is the Chrysler parent company, rather, Stellantis. It's going to affect production of Ford Bronco, Jeep Wrangler, Chevy Colorado, that's the pickup truck, and other models as well, popular models. So it's on, as they say.
Yep, it's on. And I'm not sure what it's going to do to affect cars in general. But we'll have to find out, and we'll go from there. How's that?
Exactly right. We'll monitor.
Yep, and we'll let you know if anything comes down the line there, because they're out there right now. I saw something here just a few minutes ago at one of the plants. I think it was in Toledo, and they had the, you know, the bonfire going and walking around with the signs and all that stuff. Okay, now the other big story that has to be reported right away is about Hunter Biden. He was indicted on three federal firearms charges in the long-running probe weeks after his plea deal failed. This is a big deal.
It is a big deal. And, of course, Hunter Biden's attorney was very fast, Captain, to say, there's no new evidence. This is the same thing that they were going to make a deal about just a few weeks ago, and it's all political, yada, yada, yada. But it's actually pretty significant, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and you got to wonder, you got to sit here and wonder what's going to happen next and whether or not Daddy-O is going to get dragged into this, because they're getting closer and closer.
Well, that's right. And, of course, any kind of Hunter Biden trial, presumably for this perhaps, but certainly the other, any other kinds of indictments that might come down, could put Joe Biden squarely in the witness chair.
Yep.
And I think they don't want that literally at any cost. They don't want Joe Biden to have to be a witness in a Hunter Biden proceeding.
Well, you don't know what he's going to say.
Exactly right. You think he's gone off script, you know, trying to do, quote, the easy stuff. Boy, this would be a real big thing, I think.
Now, speaking of trials, and I think we're going to get caught in the break. It's coming up here in about 5 seconds or less. But speaking of trials, the judge in the Georgia 2020 election prosecution trial has delayed the trial for Donald Trump and 16 other defendants. They're not going to be going to trial in October, as was previously tried to be done by that DA. He's put it off. Now, we're going to talk a little bit more about that when we come back. So, Kyle, hang on. And, folks, we'll be back with more here on the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man.
your worst man. You, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Thank you very much, Kyle. We'll get right back to Kyle here in a minute after I tell you that this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, Friday morning edition, is being brought to you by Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com company, currently celebrating their 20th year anniversary, having sold over 80 million MyPillows. Holy smokes. I can't even begin to fathom that. 80 million MyPillows he sold over the first 20 years of being in business. Now, you can go over to the website, MyPillow.com. If you need a promo code, that promo code would be the word Captain. Very simple, the word Captain at MyPillow.com. And take advantage of everything he's got over there for sale. Some items are as much as 80% off. Some items are buy one, get one. Some items are 50% off. But they're all on sale. Every single thing that he makes and sells on that website is for sale at reduced prices. Everything. So, MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. And if you want to talk to a live person, you can call them up 24-7. They're there right now. You can call them up right now at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And they'll be happy to answer your questions. You can place your order through them or ask them any questions you want about the products they have. Very polite, very good people, and you're going to like them. So it's MyPillow.com, promo code Captain, phone number 800-641-5459. And happy shopping, and don't tell anybody named Kyle Warren or Mrs. Professor that you're buying and hiding stuff, because they might get very curious because they're doing the same thing, aren't you?
Well, again, I can't confirm or deny it. Not at this juncture.
No. You'll get into trouble. All right. Now, the judge in Georgia, Fulton County Judge Scott McAfee, ruled on Thursday that former President Donald Trump and 16 other defendants will not have to go to trial in October, but two other defendants are going to because they want a speedy trial.
Right, exactly. Yeah, which they're entitled to if they so desire. But obviously, a trial like this too, Captain, takes a long time to prepare. It was unrealistic when the trial date was set initially, and now, of course, it's getting postponed.
And that was done because of all the hype from the DA. She wanted to get it out there and make it just as difficult as she could for Trump and company with the presidential campaigning that was going to be done and all that. And she got shot down a little bit because of it, I think.
Perhaps. And again, it's also, I mean, you know, one of the things you could have on appeal, too, is to say, you know, we were ramrodded into this thing. This is a complex prosecution and we need more time. And so that I'm sure that could come up on appeal if they did insist upon it.
Speaking of time, you've heard of the DACA program, right? From under Barack Obama's days.
Right.
Well, a federal judge in Texas has once again declared the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, known as DACA, to be unlawful. So here we go again.
Well, that's right. Yeah, and I think a lot of people are not so much in favor of making a lot of people leave who have been here when they were brought here as children. However, that being said, part of this problem is that Congress can codify this one way or the other as well. And even I think under Obama, they weren't disposed to do that. And I think they could have done it a lot earlier. And now here we are.
Right, and we're right back where we started. Unfortunately, we have some very bad news coming out of Libya. The death toll from the floods in the Libyan city of Derna has now soared to 11,300 as search efforts continue for another 10,000 people who are reported missing. This is horrible.
Well, it sure is. This is a humanitarian tragedy on just a grand scale. And, Captain, many people didn't even know that there was a flood problem or that there was a potentiality of that until they actually heard or saw these dams actually, you know, coming apart. And all the water, of course, cascaded through. Just a terrible, terrible tragedy.
Yeah, two dams collapsed and took out those cities. There's three cities involved.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. And so the death toll, unfortunately, because we have so many missing, I hate to say it, it's going to rise.
Well, Washington is going to have a capital visit next week, I do believe, as the president of the Ukraine, Zelensky, is expected to be in the capital next week. His visit is coming as Congress is currently debating providing as much as $21 billion in military and humanitarian aid for Ukraine as it fights the Russian invasion.
Well, that's right. I think he's also going to meet with Joe Biden at the White House next Thursday, according to a source that was speaking on the condition of anonymity. But he is going to the Capitol as well. And so, yes, this is going to be more money for Zelensky, and people still have questions about this. Not that they don't support someone fighting for their freedom, but they want to know what the price tag is and how much more and where is it all going.
Would it be fair to say that Biden is not having a very good month right now?
Very fair to say, yes.
Well, President Trump is currently beating Biden in the RCP average. That's Real Clear Politics. President Donald Trump is beating Joe Biden by some 3.8 points, and the lead is actually going up, apparently, because Joe Biden went into Election Day 2020 with a 7.2% lead in the RCP polling average. The 2020 election, if you believe the media narrative, was decided by just 44,000 votes. Now, today, the RCP average has shifted in President Trump's favor, putting President Trump ahead of the crooked Biden, while no other GOP candidate even comes close. And President Trump can and will win this election, and that's very hard for the corrupt Democrats to take. So they are intent on illegally interfering any way they can to try to deny Donald Trump and the American people their constitutional right to choose their own leader. And this is just, it's so obvious it's not funny.
Well, of course, here we are. It's September, you know, almost October 2023. We got to get all the way to November of 2024, and there's a lot between here and now. We don't even know if it's going to be Biden who's going to be the actual nominee, because all these things would be game changers. But that being said, of course, if Trump is able to maintain the fervor that he's being, you know, unfairly prosecuted for political reasons and so forth, then those poll numbers may stick.
Now, state politicians in the blue states are finally feeling the pain of illegal immigration. I'll explain. New York City Mayor Eric Adams has been one of the loudest complainers, claiming his city will have to cut up to 15% of its budget to pay for the influx of migrants, laying off police and firefighters and emergency medical services personnel, which is not good. And the Biden administration has taken notice. It's now floating a remain in Texas policy. This would mean illegal immigrants would have to wait in Texas until their asylum screening was done. And, of course, you'd have to ask if the Biden administration can effectively wall in the migrants just above Texas, because why couldn't it do so below Texas and have them remain in Mexico to begin with?
Right. Well, but yeah, see, what you're pointing out is such an absurdity, right? And of course, the only reason they would want to keep all migrants in Texas is to, number one, penalize the governor and the people of Texas, number one. And then number two, of course, you know, ease up on New York City and other places, these big blue sanctuary states and or cities, and so that they don't have to have a hard time of it. I mean, it's so simplistically absurd that it's not even funny anymore.
Well, at this point, you might start to suspect that this common sense plan would deprive the Democrats of their plan for having new clients for an expanded welfare state, or stymie their new scheme for turning Texas blue. But you'd hate to be that cynical, wouldn't you?
Right. Well, but, you know, the thing is that with what's happening in New York City and Mayor Adams and so forth, that's just showing out into the open now the ridiculousness of these policies. And because now they actually are on display. And, you know, that's going to be pretty interesting stuff. Pretty good stuff for election fodder, Captain. You watch.
Yep, and something else that's coming up is a break, because the music should start right now. But for what it's worth, folks, Planned Parenthood says it's going to resume offering abortions in Wisconsin after a judge ruled that an 1849 law that seemingly banned the procedure did not apply. So, open for business again in Wisconsin. Cut away. We'll be right back with more on the Captain America Third Watch and Kyle Warren, too, as your stations get a chance to take a break and pay some of their bills.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Former President Trump's Georgia election interference trial will not happen at the same time as two others next month. On Thursday, Fulton County Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee ruled that Trump's case, along with those of 16 other co-defendants, can be severed from Sidney Powell and Kenneth Chesbrough's trials, which have been scheduled to happen October 23rd. What did Elon Musk have to say when a reporter recently asked him, will AI kill us all?
There's some chance that above zero that AI will kill us all. I think it's low, but there's some chance. I think we should also consider the fragility of human civilization. And if you study history, I think you realize that there's a rise and fall to every civilization. Every civilization has a lifespan. And we want us to last as long as possible.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
You betcha. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. And Relief Factor is a product that I take religiously, and I take it every single morning to start my day. Now, I take it for two reasons. It works, and it works for me. And I do have a fair amount of pain that I live with, but I don't have to live with it for long when I take the Relief Factor, because if I'm getting any swelling in my leg or any inflammation or pain that's running in my ankle or my foot or going up and down my calf or anything like that, this will actually go right straight to the source and eliminate it or make it bearable to where the swelling goes down, the pain goes down. It's 100% drug-free. And that's because of what's in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which helps your body to support its natural response to inflammation by lowering or eliminating pain by going right straight to the source. And again, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins, which in short means it's kind of like a vitamin pill, and it's good for you. Now, it's only $19.95 for the three-week quick start that gets it all going. And some people, they react a little different than other people. It takes longer than the 3 weeks. But to that, I say, give it a try, give it a try, give it a shot, see what it'll do for 3 weeks. And if it doesn't work, you're only out $20. But for most of the people that I talk to, with very few exceptions, it works. So that's Relief Factor. .com/captain on the website, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, go to relieffactor.com/captain, and for $19.95, you can order the three-week quick start, and away you go. They also have vitamins over there. I take their B12, I take their C, and I take their D3, and it works quite nicely for me. And my doctor, when she took a look at it to see what was in it and whether or not it was advisable to take, she said, this is a good grade of vitamins. You should take them and see what they'll do. And so far, everything's working just fine. Now, to go back to what we said just before the break, in Wisconsin, Planned Parenthood says it will resume offering abortions in Wisconsin after a judge ruled that an 1849 law that seemingly banned the procedure did not apply. What do you think of that, Kyle? Oh, wait a minute. There you go. What do you think of that?
Well, it's certainly reaching into the way back machine, it seems like. However, you know, the judge is making that determination. Of course, I'm sure that there's probably going to be a lawsuit or two that may come up about this, and it'll get a little bit more scrutiny. But we'll see. I mean, this is the kind of thing that could also go to the Supreme Court to decide what, at least, at very least, the state Supreme Court at some point, and maybe even the U.S. Supreme Court.
Now, we hear about this every now and then, but we don't hear about it until somebody gets caught, and somebody got caught. A man in Arizona was arrested for allegedly shipping dozens of kilos of fentanyl and cocaine through the mail out of two different homes in Arizona.
Well, that's obviously mail, fraud, using the mail to, ship this stuff. So I can't imagine the amount of counts they'll have against this guy, because every time you put something like that in the mail, that's going to be another count, right?
Yeah, well, how are you selling it? How do you code, get your fentanyl here, box P.O. Box 7797? How do they do that?
I actually have no idea. And, of course, he'd have to get paid, so I wonder if he'd, people would come by and drop cash, or would he get paid electronically, maybe? Who knows?
I don't know, but it's interesting, isn't it? Okay, Representative Comer, committee chairman in the House, says that Hunter's gun charges will not stop the probe of the Bidens.
Well, of course, yeah, these are gun charges that have to do with Hunter Biden lying on the gun application and so forth. And by the way, if it'd been anybody else other than Hunter Biden, certainly not the son of Joe Biden, we wouldn't even be talking about this. He would have already gone to jail, this kind of thing. But no, of course, this is going to continue, or at least I think give new impetus to Comer and the others to continue their efforts here.
Yeah, exactly. And Donald Trump has blasted the Justice Department over Hunter Biden. He says the indictment is not the only crime that doesn't implicate the president, mainly Joe Biden.
Well, right. Yeah, he claimed on Truth Social earlier, he says the gun charge was the only crime that Hunter Biden committed that does not implicate what he calls crooked Joe Biden, right? And so some people are saying, well, they picked these charges because, again, it doesn't directly involve Joe Biden, so, he couldn't maybe be called as a witness, this kind of thing, or he just simply wouldn't be directly involved. But there are going to be more charges against Hunter Biden, one might think, regarding the tax charges and all these kinds of things. What did he owe, like $500,000 on Burisma income?
Right. Now, we have Bidenomics, which is not working, and we have another report we'll be discussing with Chris Markowski when he comes on about that to illustrate what's gone wrong there with all of that, other than the fact it's just plain not working. But it seems that Joe Biden gave a speech on, of all things, Maganomics, that went all kinds of wrong. It didn't even come across the way it was supposed to. And I believe we have an audio on that.
We do. We have a very brief audio where the president, he was trying to say Maganomics because that's a new, it's like a moniker they're trying to hang there as he was kind of making fun of things. But now it became Meganomics. Here we go.
Under Meganomics, as I'm calling it.
We don't know exactly what Meganomics is. And then he goes on, Captain, we got one more brief audio clip. He goes on to talk about how the mega Republicans in Congress are trying to undo the progress that he's made. Let's listen in.
Mega Republicans in Congress are also trying to undo the progress we made to look. What I was able to do, and what they call the G7 among the NATO countries and European countries, I was able to get them to all agree, and then around the world, all those democracies, agree that we were going to have a global minimum tax on corporations.
Do you want that?
No.
Global minimum tax?
No.
On corporations? You know, it's actually kind of sad and pathetic, isn't it, Captain, to hear him like that?
He's out of his mind. Absolutely out of his mind. None of that makes any sense.
No, it doesn't. And he was really kind of struggling. I mean, can you imagine if President Trump, while president, if he struggled like that and just, you know, kind of was kind of rambling or didn't really make sense or didn't seem to have to be able to, you know, apprehend what was happening that day. And, you know, can you imagine the calls for the 25th Amendment? At least.
So the Biden administration has been trying to reverse the efforts by the court to have them stop blocking social media posts. And it seems like the Supreme Court did, in fact, pause the order, curbing the Biden administration's efforts to block social media posts and basically censure different people in different posts.
Well, that's right. So it's been paused right now. It wasn't like a determination made on the merits of the case. So that's a good thing. But what they've done is they've put a pause on this while there's an appeal to be prepared by the administration.
Now, Ron DeSantis, our governor here in Florida, is in the news for a couple of different things. I'll start with number one. He says that Trump's chance of being elected, if convicted, is as close to zero as you can get. I'm having a tough problem of believing that because I think they'll still vote for Trump.
I think you'll have a lot of people that will still vote for Trump. We honestly just don't know the actual effect that will have. You know, I don't think that it's zero in the sense,
no.
But it is, in fact, it would be significant only because, Captain, we're in uncharted waters on this. And so it just depends on how it's perceived by the voters, both Republican and Democrat and independent voters, whether or not they'll feel that the whole thing's political. He got convicted, but this was a kangaroo court, you know, that kind of thing. And we'd go from there, but we just don't know yet.
Now, Ron DeSantis also said that he would be open to the launch of missiles into Mexico to fight the drug cartels with certain caveats.
Did he say what those caveats might be?
Nope.
Well, this is something also that you'd say on the campaign trail because you can't attack a sovereign nation. However, you could, if there was some kind of working in concert with the Mexican government, that could be a different story.
Well, we're going to find out, I think, because if he gets anywhere close to it, and I even think that Trump would consider that from what I heard somewhere along the line. I believe Trump also said that a while back. But anyway, hold that thought. Folks, we're going to come right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We'll let you know what's going on up there in Maine. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Travis Tritt, put some drive in your country. Kyle, I'll tell you what. He gets it going when he gets that going.
He sure does.
I'll tell you what.
No doubt about that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And he does. He mixes rock and roll with country. He's one of the few people that can do that. Well, let me take a look over here, folks, because it's going to be pretty much about what's going on up in the Northeast in New England for the next couple of days and nights. A tropical storm warning has now been issued for the approaching Hurricane Lee for most of New Hampshire and Massachusetts and all of Maine up into Nova Scotia as this storm is headed right straight for Bar Harbor. And I mean, you couldn't draw a straighter line and not have it going that way. And it's already changed its path from what they thought it was going to be, but this time it's going to hit squarely up that way. But what's going on out west, Kyle? You got some weather out there.
Well, actually, yes, we do have some weather to tell our listeners and drivers about, but it's a good morning, Captain, when we have a pretty quiet map. That means our drivers out there are hopefully having some pretty smooth sailing, but we are going to tell you a little bit about, they've got an aerial flood watch. This is just in the Santa Fe, New Mexico area. It's going to stretch from Santa Fe over to Las Vegas, New Mexico, up towards Taos and Mora, Wagon Mound, maybe not quite as far as Española, but you do have this aerial flood watch in effect there. We've also got an aerial flood advisory. This is going to be near Fort Sumner and Clovis, and this, of course, would be if you're driving along U.S. 60 or U.S. 84 or State Highway 84, I believe. But in terms of precipitation right now, we have just a little bit to tell our listeners about. If you're heading over Interstate 76, let me double check that here. Yeah, Interstate 70, I should say, or 76. I'll get it right. As you're heading over towards Kansas out of Denver, you've got some rain coming across a little before you get to the border there, and then just a little bit north of Colorado Springs. So that means that listener Aaron in listening on 710 KNUS in Denver, if he took binoculars and maybe looked south, maybe he could see some of the rain. That's how close it is to Denver at this point. And just a tiny bit over near Grand Junction and I-70 near Loma. So be careful out there.
All right, well, I'm going to take a look at Texas first, because down in South Texas, southeastern Texas, almost all the way down to Brownsville, you got an area of rain and thunderstorms along the Gulf that could push towards Eagle Pass at the moment, over towards Corpus Christi and up towards Galveston. And we got a little bit of fog around the New Orleans area as well right now. But the big weather is going to be, again, up in Maine and New Hampshire and Massachusetts and Rhode Island. And all I can tell you is that heavy rainfall from Lee may produce localized and urban and small stream flooding with life-threatening storm surge along the coast, flooding possible. Some of the waves that have been associated with this thing out in the ocean have been as high as 35 to 40 feet high. Now, the winds aren't there when it was pushing the water like that, so consequently, we're probably going to have about half the wave height, but the water is going to be there. All that surge is going to be there coming into the low-lying areas, and Bar Harbor is situated in an area where you go wind up going into Halifax in Nova Scotia, and that's all pretty much low through there. It is a fishing town and a seaport, if you will, and they're just going to have to be extremely careful. Now, dangerous rip currents are going to be there, too, affecting the East Coast from about Long Island all the way on up to Nova Scotia, so you want to be real careful if you're going swimming. If you see the flags that say no swimming, that means no swimming. And oh, by the way, in northwestern Pennsylvania, north of Snowshoe, we've got a frost alert tonight over there. So you got the warmer weather over to the east, and you got the frost alert there in the mountains up around Snowshoe in Pennsylvania. What a combination we got going here, Kyle.
Indeed we do. Indeed we do. And we're going to continue to watch what happens with this, with Hurricane Lee here, because it is taking a very interesting path.
Yeah, it's honed in on Bar Harbor, Maine. And, I mean, it's been a long time since they've seen something come right up the channel there, which is what this is going to do.
Indeed. And so hopefully they're going to be batting down the hatches there and get ready. And also, of course, don't forget, listen to your local authorities. If they tell you to evacuate, don't wait.
Yeah, especially anybody that's down there where it's going to flood. You do not want to be in the water because we know what happens to the water. You go where the water's going to push you, not where you think you're going to go. Okay, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and the Flying J, please.
All right, folks, don't forget the good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the program. And you want to check them out at pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. You can use their locations function, for example, to find out the nearest location to you. It's real easy to use. You just put in your location, and it'll show you on a map exactly where the Pilot and Flying J's are, so you can plan your trip accordingly. Also, the month of September is Driver Appreciation Month, and they want to say thank you to our pro drivers out there by virtue of the My Rewards Plus app, which you can download at pilotflyingj.com. And that means each week in September you can enjoy 3 free drinks from all your favorite brands and find out new exclusive deals to celebrate your hard work and dedication out there on the road. Driver Appreciation Month, and I know that is close to our hearts here on the program as well, so check them out, pilotflyingj.com.
Yeah, and when you get in there, if you haven't been in the Pilot or Flying J before and you just want to scoot in real quick and grab yourself something, maybe a cold drink or maybe a snack, don't forget to check out the chicken tenders and those big old sliced potatoes like the old days with the roasted chicken. Those great big sliced potatoes they got there, they are really good and you're going to like it, especially the chicken too. All right, Kyle, here they come. I hear the music coming up here, so we're going to skedaddle out here, take a break, and in the meantime, we're going to have our stellar broadcaster, take us out here on this break. So, Mr. Broadcaster Guy, go ahead and take us to the break.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.